Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldreyer, and today we're Masechus Bava Metzia, Daf Yod Ches, the first parak, Shnei Mochzin. This parak has been dedicated to the memory of Mr. Moshe Horn, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak, by his children, Dvorah and Dov Elias. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Abai had suggested that the fact that a woman can collect her ksuba by presenting only her get does not prove that one cannot claim payment about a maisa basin, an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Abai retracted, and the Gemara concludes that he retracted because the ksuba amount is not written in the shtar. Although the amount is standard, the husband should be able to claim he paid the ksuba. Although one normally cannot claim payment against a shtar, which he should have destroyed, here the husband can say he could not rip her get since she needed it as proof of divorce in order to remarry. Although Basin could have ripped the get and written on the reverse side, this get was ripped, not because it's invalid, but so that she does not collect with it again, the Gemara responds, does everyone who collects an obligation collected in Basin that they could perform this procedure? Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if someone found gittin, gift documents, or receipts, they're not returned to the written recipient because the author may have reconsidered and never given the shtar. The Gemara infers, Ha'amar Tnu Noistin, if the author said to give the documents, we would give them. This contradicts the Mishnah, which teaches that if a get was sent and lost, then if it was found immediately, it may be used, but if not, it cannot be used because it may be someone else's get. Rabbi answers, Kamba Makm Shayaros Mitsuyois. That Mishnah is where caravans are common, increasing the likelihood that it fell from someone else. Kamba Makm Shayna Shayaros Mitsuyois. Our Mishnah is where caravans are uncommon, so we're not concerned the get was someone else's, even after a long time. The Gemara further qualifies Rabbi's position. This concern is only where it has been established that two people named Yosef ben Shimon live in a single city where the get was written. Otherwise, we're not concerned for the possibility of another person nor another city of the same name. Rav Huna was concerned about another possible city with the same name. And point number three, Rabbi Yirmi answers that a get found after a long time can be returned where the witnesses testify, we never signed on more than one get for someone named Yosef ben Shimon. The Gemara explains the novelty is that one need not be concerned that there are other aiding with the same names who signed a different get for a different Yosef ben Shimon. Ravashi says, Kagon to Ka'amar Nekav Yeshbo Betzad Osponis. A get found after a long time could be used where he says there is a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havalei Simon Mufa, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to Gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi is only willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole. But if he merely says it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient. The reason is, Mesapagle simanim idaraisi idaraban. Rav Ashi is uncertain if ordinary simanim upon which we rely to eternalize objects are sufficient evidence on the deraisa level or only midaraban, and therefore cannot be used for gittin. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Abai had suggested that the fact that a woman can collect her ksuba by presenting only her get does not prove that one can claim payment about a maisa basin, an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Abai retracted, and the Gemara concludes that he retracted because the ksuba amount is not written in the shtar. Although the amount is standard, the husband should be able to claim he paid the ksuba. Although one normally cannot claim payment against a shtar, which he should have destroyed, here the husband can say he could not rip her get since she needed it as proof of divorce in order to remarry. Although Basin could have ripped the get and written on the reverse side, this get was ripped, not because it's invalid, but so that she does not collect with it again, the Gemara responds, does everyone who collects an obligation collected in Basin that they could perform this procedure? Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if someone found gittin, gift documents, or receipts, they're not returned to the written recipient because the author may have reconsidered and never given the shtar. The Gemara infers, Ha'amar Tnu Noistin, if the author said to give the documents, we would give them. This contradicts the Mishnah, which teaches that if a get was sent and lost, then if it was found immediately, it may be used, but if not, it cannot be used because it may be someone else's get. Rabbi answers, Kamba Makm Shayaros Mitsuyois. That Mishnah is where caravans are common, increasing the likelihood that it fell from someone else. Kamba Makm Shayna Shayaros Mitsuyois. Our Mishnah is where caravans are uncommon, so we're not concerned the get was someone else's, even after a long time. The Gemara further qualifies Rabbi's position. This concern is only where it has been established that two people named Yosef ben Shimon live in a single city where the get was written. Otherwise, we're not concerned for the possibility of another person nor another city of the same name. Rav Huna was concerned about another possible city with the same name. And point number three, Rabbi Yirmi answers that a get found after a long time can be returned where the witnesses testify, we never signed on more than one get for someone named Yosef ben Shimon. The Gemara explains the novelty is that one need not be concerned that there are other Eidim with the same names who signed a different get for a different Yosef and Shimon. Rav Ashi says, Kagon de ka'amr nekev yeshbo betzad osponis. A get found after a long time could be used where he says there is a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havle Simon Mufa, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to Gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi is only willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole. But if he merely says it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient. The reason is, Mesapagle simanim idaraisi idaraban. Rav Ashi is uncertain if ordinary simanim upon which we rely to return lost objects are sufficient evidence on the deraisa level or only midaraban, and therefore cannot be used for gittin. Alright, now we go to our simmer daf Yud Ches, and our standard simon is a chuppah, because ben Yud Ches lo chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. When the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, because her ex-husband told them about the hole right next to his name. Once again, it's a motion. When the kala under the chuppah, that must be on daf Yud Ches. When the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why a get is not like an ordinary shtar for collecting her ksuba. Although one normally cannot claim payment against the shtar, which one should have destroyed, here the husband can say he cannot rip up her get, since she needed as proof of divorce in order to remarry. So when the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if someone found gittin, gift documents, or receipts, they are not returned to the written recipient because the author may have reconsidered and never given the shtar. The Gemara infers, ha'amar tnu, nostin, if the author said to give the documents, we would give them. Now, this contradicts a mishnah which teaches that if a get was sent and lost, then if it was found immediately, it may be used, but if not, it cannot be used because it may be someone else's get. Rabbi answers, Kan b'makom shayaros mitzuyos. That mishnah is where caravans are common, increasing the likelihood that it fell from someone else. So, when the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, because her ex-husband told them about the hole right next to his name, which reminds us. Rav Ashi says, a get found after a long time could be used where the husband says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havli Simon Mufa, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi is only willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole. But if he merely says that it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient. The reason is Mesapagle Simanim Idaraisi Idaraban. Rav Ashi is uncertain if ordinary Simanim upon which we rely to return lost objects are sufficient evidence on a Daraisa level or only Midaraban and therefore cannot be used for gittin. So once again, when the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, because her ex-husband told him about the hole right next to his name. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf yudal. So the simon daf yudal is a yad, and we often use a juggler in the simon. So here goes. The expert juggler, that must be on daf yudal. Yud, hand. The expert juggler who is so good that he distracted his sofer who forgot to write a chrys on a shtar for a loan, which reminds us the brice in the previous daf taught that the rabbanan hold that even a shtar without a shibud may still be collected from sold properties. Shmuel explains that they hold achrayus tohu soferhu. A guarantee is assumed to be the scribe's mistake when absent from the shtar and does not indicate that there's actually no property lien. The Gemara explains that Shmuel's statement pertains to loan documents, for a person does not give money for nothing, meaning since he does not benefit from the loan, he would not agree to lend without a guarantee of payment. So the expert juggler, who was so good that he distracted a sofer who forgot to write a chrys on a shtar for a loan, was trying to cheer up a man who just purchased a field without a chrys, which people said didn't belong to the seller, and was left holding a bag of nuts, which reminds us, Abai said that if Reuven was selling a field to Shimon without a guarantee of compensation, but Yatsu Aleha Asikin and protest came forth about the land challenging Reuven's ownership, As long as Shimon has not taken possession of it, nor paid for it, he can retract from the sale, which did not yet take effect. But once he took possession of it, the sale takes effect and he cannot retract, because Reuben can tell him, you were aware of and accepted a bag of nuts, meaning you agreed to purchase it without a guarantee. So the expert juggler, who was so good that he distracted his sofer, who forgot to write a chrais on a shtar for a loan, was trying to cheer up a man who just purchased a field without a chrais, which people said didn't belong to the seller, and was left holding a bag of nuts. And a buyer trying unsuccessfully to get compensated for the improvements he made in some land, which the seller did not own. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, a mocher sado chaver, one sells a field, and it's discovered that it was not his, and its owner retakes the field. Rav says, yesh lo malus, the purchaser has a right to compensation from the seller for the money paid for the field, v'yeshul shevach, and he's a right to compensation from him for improvements he made to the field. Shmuel says, malus yeshul shevach englo, he has a right to compensation for money paid, but he does not have a right for compensation for his improvements. Rav Huna was asked, if the seller explicitly told him he would compensate him for the improvements, what's the halacha? The Gemara concludes that Shmuel's reason is, because there was no actual sale, since the field didn't belong to him, the money paid is a loan, and if the buyer collects more than he gave, mechzika ribbis, it appears like receiving interest on the loan. So once again, the expert juggler, who was so good that he distracted a sofer, who forgot to write a chrais and a shtar for a loan, was trying to cheer up a man who just purchased a field without a chrais, which people said didn't belong to the seller, and was left holding a bag of nuts. And a buyer trying unsuccessfully to get compensated for the improvements he made in some land, which the seller did not own. Daf Tezvav, so the Siman Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl because it relates to Tu B'Shvat. So here goes. The seller's Baal Chov, who was so delighted that he didn't have to pay for the improvements to a field he collected that the buyer made, that he placed fruit bowls all over it. Fruit bowls? That must be on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. The seller's Baal Chov, who was so delighted that he didn't have to pay for the improvements to a field he collected that the buyer made, that he placed fruit bowls all over it, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Baal Chov goves ha-shevach. The seller's creditor collects the improvements the buyer made to the land and does not pay for them. Rava demonstrates this from the fact that the seller initially writes that he accepts to compensate the buyer for any loss of the field, his expenditures in the field, and its improvements. Because the buyer will be compensated for the improvements, the creditor can collect them without paying for them. Rava says regarding a gift where there is no guarantee given, the Baal Chov would not get the improvements. So the seller's Baal Chov, who was so delighted they didn't have to pay for the improvements to a field he collected that the buyer made, that he placed fruit bowls all over it, wondered why someone bought the neighbor's property knowing the seller didn't own it, which reminds us, the Gemara says that if the buyer recognized that the property was not the seller's, Rav says, Maoz Yesho Shevach Enlo, he has a right to demand the money paid for the property, but does not have a right to compensation for improvements he made in the field. Shmuel says, Afil Maoz Enlo, he does not even have the right to demand the money he paid for it. Rav holds the buyer knows the sale is ineffective and he gave the money to be a pikadon by the seller. He didn't say so explicitly because he thought the seller would not agree to guard it. Shmuel holds that because the buyer knows the sale is ineffective, we assume he gave the money as a matana to the seller without saying so explicitly because he thought the seller would not accept it. So the seller's Baal Chov, who was so delighted that he didn't have to pay for the improvements to a field he collected that the buyer made, that he placed fruit bowls all over it, wondered why someone bought the neighbor's property knowing the seller didn't own it, and then why the deceitful seller came and purchased the field from the original owner, which reminds us, Shmuel asked, if the Gazlan, after selling, so to speak, the field, came back and purchased it from its original owner, what is the lachi? Can he take possession of the land from the purchaser, just like the legitimate owner could have done? He replied, what did the Gazlan sell to the buyer? Kol zchus shetavu liyado, any right which will come into his possession. His subsequent purchase of the property was intended to obtain it for the purchaser. Two reasons are given. One, he doesn't want the buyer to call him a robber for selling him stolen land, or he wants to keep his credibility. Daf Tez Zayin, so the Siman Daf Tez Zayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes, that must be on Daf Tez Zayin. The acrobat with large toes swinging on his trapeze, who told his fraudulent seller that he trusts he'll obtain the land for him which he had purchased, which reminds us, Rav had ruled that if a Gazlan bought property after selling it to someone, we assume he bought it for the buyer and cannot retain it. Rami Bar Chama asked, how did the buyer acquire this land since the original bill of sale was ineffective? Rava answered, let this ruling be where the buyer tells the robber he trusts him to obtain the land. In exchange for the hana, the robber receives that the purchaser did not confront him for the fraudulent sale, but trusts him to work to obtain the land for him. The Gazlan commits to transfer its ownership to him. The Ran explains that this benefit is tantamount to receiving money. So the acrobat with large toes swinging on his trapeze, who told his fraudulent seller that he trusts he'll obtain the land for him which he had purchased, was approached by another acrobat who told him that a specific field he will buy to put a trapeze on will be transferred to him retroactively. Which reminds us, Rav said that if one says, the field which I'm going to buy is transferred to you when I purchase it, may akshav, retroactively, the recipient requires it when the giver buys it. Rava said this is logical beside the stump with an unspecified field because the recipient is confident he'll find a field to purchase. But beside zoo, with this specific field, it would not logically apply because the recipient lacks confidence the giver will obtain it. Who says the owner will sell it to him? However, Rava swore that Rava applied his ruling even regarding a specific field. So the acrobat with large toes swinging on his trapeze, who told his fraudulent seller that he trusts he'll obtain the land for him, which he had purchased, was approached by another acrobat who told him that a specific field he'll buy to put a trapeze on will be transferred to him retroactively, after a shtar haknah that was found in the shuk was returned to him as the lender, since if it had been paid, the debtor would have ripped it up. Which reminds us, Shmuel said, Hamosi shtar haknah b'shuk, if one finds a document of acquisition in the street, meaning a shtar which creates a debt, even if a loan is never issued, yachzir l'balim, he should return it to its owner. There's no concern the loan was not issued, since he obligated himself regardless, although he may have paid the debt. Shmuel holds, l'chayshin l'perion, we're not concerned about possible payment, because if he had paid, he would have torn the shtar, and it would not have been found intact. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Sim Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Hukasa Kafran Motors, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if a lender tells a debtor, you owe me a mana, which the debtor completely denies, and then Adim testified that he did borrow, v'chazava amar parati, and he subsequently said, I paid the debt afterwards, Hukasa Kafran owes some mammon. He's established as a liar regarding that money since he was caught lying about it and is not believed that he paid without presenting Adim. So the used car salesman from Hukasa Kafran Motors, who was upset when a shtar for a loan he took out that day, was found and returned to the lender, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if someone finds a shtar which is certified, v'kasubo zmanu bo b'yom, and the date written in it is that very day, he should return it to the owner. The loan was definitely issued since it's certified. As far as possible payment, l'prius bas yom l'chashinin, we're not concerned about payment on the very day the debt was issued, which is very unlikely. So the used car salesman from Hukasa Kafran Motors, who was upset when a shtar for a loan he took out that day was found and returned to the lender, was also not believed when he claimed he paid his wife's ksuba and was told he has said nothing since a ksuba is a maisa basin, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Aton achar maisa basin, if someone claims he paid an obligation imposed by an act of basin, such as a ksuba and feeding one's wife and daughters, lo markum, he has said nothing and is not believed. He explains that anyone claiming an obligation imposed by basin is commanded not kishtar biyadidam, like one holding a document recording the obligation in his hand. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which duff do we discuss? Who is a chursa kafran? That's on duff Yud Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss when protests come out against a field being sold and when the buyer can no longer retract? That's on duff Yud Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you when a husband can say he did not rip up his wife's get because she needed it as proof to remarry? That's on duff Yud Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you when a gazlan acquires a field he fraudulently sold to a buyer for the buyer based on the benefit he gets from the buyer trusting he will obtain it? That's on duff Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff they learn Balchov Govas is Shavach? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff they learn one cannot return a lost get if it was found in a place where caravans are common? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff they learn were Choshes for Pirion and Kununya? The Rabbi Meir is concerned about possible payment and collusion? That's on Daf Yod Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you when one can return a lost get if it has a simon muvhak? That's on Daf Yod Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you when haton achar maisa basin lo amar klum? If someone claims he paid an obligation imposed by an act of basin, he has said nothing and is not believed. That's on Daf Yod Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you when that the find of a katan belongs to his father? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zirka wishing you a great day and great learning.